Last week, the Department of Agriculture released its quarterly hogs and pigs report, showing mostly decreased numbers and potential indications of things to come in the marketplace. The total U.S. inventory as of March 1st was 67.6 million head, up slightly from last year's figures but down 1% from the last report in December. The market hog inventory was at 61.7 million head, which was down slightly from last year and down a full percent from last quarter. After a surge in population in response to the PEDV outbreak of 2013, the breeding herd was always a figure under close attention. In the most recent report, that number was 5.98 million, down slightly from last year and from the previous quarter. Speaking to reporters on Friday, Steiner Consulting Group senior analyst Alton Kahlo said the breeding herd is working itself out.
But it's a number that kind of makes sense given the fact that since we haven't had a PED issue for the last couple of years, you know, you don't need as big of a breeding herd as you would need if the disease was an issue. So that kind of makes sense, but it's certainly different from what the analysts were expecting.
An important figure in the post-PEDV population rebound was the pigs per litter. That number came in at an average of 10.3, a record for the December to February timeframe. Although marketplace conditions continue to look break-even for producers, University of Missouri Extension livestock economist Scott Brown says don't expect a reduction in herd size to compensate for the population rebound.
I think a little bit of what we got out of a flat breeding herd in this report, you know, shows us that perhaps producers are being a little more cautious about that expansion. I don't know, although it's not certainly not a great year, especially from a hog price perspective, feed costs have been lower. I think if you look at profitability, it's at least break even, if not making just a little bit of money so far. So I guess I'm not suggesting we're going to see any kind of large reduction in breeding inventories as we go through the remainder of 2016. Of course, late in the year, we'll have to see where we get.
Going forward, producers intend to have 2.84 million sows farrow during this next quarter, down 1% from actual farrowings in 2015, but a percent higher than 2014. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.